For 70 years, a Depression-era quota program supported tobacco prices, but it was falling apart in the 1990s as tobacco manufacturers began to import internationally. Pamlico County farmer Scott Whitford remembers.
These companies could go down in South America and over in now it's Zimbabwe, and purchase pretty good tobacco for less money. Plus, the domestic market was becoming smaller and smaller.
Lawmakers ended the program in 2005, and 400,000 tobacco farmers no longer had an essentially guaranteed income from their crop. To ease the blow, Congress created the tobacco buyout. 10 payments over 10 years, totaling $10 billion to those farmers, paid for by a tax to manufacturers and importers. This upcoming year is the last. It's not clear how much money will go out since signups just ended, but it'll likely be smaller than last year's over $600 million. And that's because the sequester is cutting the Department of Agriculture's budget by more than 7%, including the buyout. Whitford says that's unfair.
That's like if you were buying a piece of land from somebody and you had 10 payments and you decided for no apparent reason you were going to renege on 7.5% of your last payment.
And North Carolina's congressional delegation agrees. 36 members of Congress, including all but three from North Carolina, signed a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack asking him to exempt the buyout from the sequester. It's rare budgetary bipartisanship. Here's Republican Robert Pittenger of Matthews.
This is being paid out from fees. It's not related to tax dollars.
And David Price, a Raleigh Democrat.
It should have never been part of the sequester in the first place because it is not taxpayer funds. This is the buyout money, funds paid by the companies. And so this government role is simply to pass the money through. It should have not been sequestered in the first place. That's really what we're expressing in that letter.
Of course, there's got to be some partisan conflict. Price says the program shouldn't count as part of the sequester, so the Department of Agriculture shouldn't have to cut into other areas of the budget to exempt it. And he's generally opposed to the sequester's across-the-board cuts.
This is a very poor excuse for budgeting. It's mindless. It's a sign of failure in other areas to get our fiscal house in order.
Concord Republican Richard Hudson, on the other hand, supports the budget cuts and thinks the department should have to cut other areas to exempt the tobacco farmers.
The administration's got to decide where the cuts are going to come from, but we need to cut actual spending using taxpayer dollars, not confiscating money out of a private trust fund in order to avoid spending cuts.
Hudson is the only North Carolina member of the House Agriculture Committee. He says he's asking agriculture officials to appear before the committee on this issue this month. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.